I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. The renewed violence between Israel and Hezbollah has affected the work of Christians there. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says it's providing more opportunities, though, to share the gospel.
Many people are so frustrated with religion and politics that they know that the only thing that's going to solve it is God, and so there is a great opening. Our pastor that we work with in Lebanon just said that he's finding lots of moderate Muslims that are open.
According to Doyle, they could have a significant impact there, and funding is needed to support them and provide resources. Next, as the world watches rockets explode in Lebanon and Israel, news outlets are ignoring this week's tsunami in Indonesia. On July 17th, a 7.7 magnitude earthquake shook the southwest part of Java, creating a tsunami. Tim Burns with Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, says their medical team arrives this weekend, but they're not just there to focus on medicine.
Every time we go into an area, people coming out of the woodwork to ask us, why are you here? And you know, we tell them because it's the love of Jesus Christ. And depending on the area that we're going into, there's so much that can be done on a spiritual level, an evangelism level.
And Men for Missions, the layman's voice of OMS International, is gearing up a prayer team headed for Ireland this week. The team reportedly plans on assisting OMS's Ireland missionary team in public evangelism and discipleship during their visit. The missionary team is involved in friendship evangelism, discipleship, and partnership with existing Irish churches. One of their objectives is to facilitate church planting in areas of the country where a need exists. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.